emotive and friendly, hey there. So, Figure Technologies, this fintech company, just confirmed a massive data breach. And it's not the usual tech glitch, it's something even scarier, a social engineering attack. You know, the kind where hackers trick people into giving away info. That's the real problem here.
Friendly but serious, exactly. The breach exposed so much, names, addresses, even social security numbers. That's not just a privacy issue. It's a full-blown identity theft risk. Imagine how vulnerable people are now.
Emotive and friendly, right. And the hackers, shiny hunters, first asked for a ransom. But Figure refused. That's brave, but it backfired. They leaked all the data. It's a real dilemma. Pay the ransom and risk being blackmailed, or refuse and face the fallout.
Friendly but serious, absolutely. This shows how human error is the weakest link. Even with top-notch tech, if someone clicks on a phishing link, it's game over. Fintech companies need to train employees like they're in a high-stakes game.
Emotive and friendly, and it's not just about training. The data stolen is so sensitive. Social security numbers, addresses. That's gold for cybercriminals. They can create fake IDs, drain bank accounts, or even target individuals.
Friendly, but serious, the hackers even used ransomware after stealing the data, threatening to release it if they weren't paid. But Figure's decision to refuse. That's a big move. It's a lesson for the whole industry. No more paying ransoms.
Emotive and friendly, but the fallout. It's massive. Customers are now on high alert. They need to check their credit reports, monitor their accounts, and be extra cautious with links or calls. It's not just about the breach, it's about staying one step ahead of scammers.
Friendly but serious, and for fintech, this is a wake-up call. They're handling tons of sensitive data, so they're prime targets. But it's not just about tech, it's about culture. Companies must invest in training, audits, and tools that protect both people and systems.
Emotive and friendly, you're right. The takeaway here is clear. Social engineering is a persistent threat. Firms need to teach employees to spot phishing, use multi-factor auth, and stay alert. It's a team effort to keep data safe.
Friendly but serious, and the consequences. Regulators might step in, demanding stricter data protection rules. Trust is already shaky in fintech, and this could make it even harder. The bottom line: cybersecurity isn't a one-time fix, it's a constant battle.
Emotive and friendly. This breach is a case study in how human behavior and tech can collide in dangerous ways. But it's also a reminder. Vigilance, training, and resilience are the keys to staying safe. Let's hope this pushes companies and customers to be smarter, faster, and more united against cyber threats.
Friendly but serious, absolutely. The fallout won't end here. It'll shape how we protect data, how we trust digital services, and how we prepare for the next attack. Stay informed, stay alert, and remember, security is everyone's responsibility.